You're listening to SBS News.
At 21 years of age, Jada Wyman has time on her side to achieve her goal of one day playing for the Matildas. She's just joined Sydney FC and is hoping the move from Western Sydney Wanderers will help her play at the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup, which is being held in Australia and New Zealand. Wyman says it was the right time to switch clubs.
I feel getting out of where I was, it would be a good opportunity to do that now, and it's a good switcher at the time of the World Cup coming up, so hopefully that can really help me in that pathway as well.
The W League doesn't get underway until December the 27th, but this week, Jada Wyman and many other people involved in promoting Indigenous football are taking part in Indigenous Football Week. This year, the week is themed on pathways and making sure they are improved. Football Federation Australia has already identified the lack of Indigenous players, particularly from the bush, choosing football as an issue. Former Matilda Sarah Walsh is the FFA's head of engagement.
Jada Wyman is one of those players who I absolutely love to watch. And obviously, you know, Kai Simon and Lydia Williams, Jade North, I think the list goes on. We really believe that there should be more players that are actually reaching the top.
John Moriarty was the first Indigenous man to play football for Australia, and his organisation is the driving force behind Indigenous Football Week. It runs from the 9th to the 15th of November and features a programme of events to engage Indigenous communities and players across Australia. Mr Moriarty says Aboriginal players are well suited to playing the game he once graced.
I think Aboriginal people are tailor-made for it, you know. They've got good skills, they're quick on their feet, they've got, you know, movements that can bring them one way or the other, and I think we're tailor-made for it.
Jada Wyman is an ambassador for John Moriarty Football and is passionate about helping Indigenous youth. She works for the Glebe Youth Service as a volunteer and also helps with other Indigenous initiatives, such as Headspace, where she acts as an outreach worker. A knee injury forced her out of the Matilda squad for the Chile series last year, but she says her family and Indigenous support network in Wagga Wagga helped her through.
The way I did that was going back to Wagga and just connecting with my family again and connecting with all my friends there as well. And to take a break away from football, football is a big, big part of me, but it's not that's all that's part of me.
When she was 13, her family also helped her by relocating to Canberra to allow her to attend a goalkeeping academy, but it wasn't always easy. Her three siblings, mother and father, all had to spend 2 months in a tent while she attended the academy.
It was a hard time, but I wouldn't take it back for the world, because it created for me to be stronger, my family to be stronger, it brought us together, and we just knew that we could do it together.
With her family's help, Wyman's dream of playing in the 2023 World Cup remains very much on track. And she's hoping her story will inspire many other Indigenous players to follow her example. John Baldock, SBS News.